The city of Cheyenne just saw a big rise in the number of blue jackets as the Wyoming FFA Association State Convention came to town. Cowboy State Daily had some of the details on the equestrian contest taking place around the big event.
This is our halter classes for the FFA contest. We have an aged mare and aged quarter horse gelding class. We have a four-year-old quarter horse mare class and a performance gelding class. There's high school and junior high. They don't get to use any notes. They don't get to talk to their neighbors or their coaches. And so this is truly them trying to use what they've learned with their coach and now put it into play and then see what the outcome is.
And how do they get to the point where they know what they're looking at?
Well, they have a lot of practice with really great coaches around the state. The students, I would say, they learn how to defend what they see. And so they're working on their public speaking skills, and whether they place things correct or not, they need to defend what they saw and why. So that's important for them as individuals, and they become very confident because they learn how to speak well in front of people. It's pretty uncomfortable for them because they have to speak in front of anyone, and you're kind of putting yourself out there and what you see and what you believe, and it's challenging.
You're kind of taking over your own learning, and you're managing yourself, kind of what you want to learn about. And even we have a cattle ranch back home. You learn even more than you do there. You know, you're just continuing your progress and your learning and growth. And so I think there's always something to take back, whether it's the people you meet or the things you learn.
How they place the classes is what we are looking for how they are going to perform and place as an individual. They'll place as individuals and they'll place as a team. And so you can do well individually, you can do well as a team. They're also going to speak and give reasons, which is defending why you placed the class the way you did.
That's where you get the most experiences, is where you ask, because there's tons of people here that are willing to help and give you the advice and knowledge that you are seeking for. You just got to put yourself out there and ask.
What's really cool is that they're able to give back to 4-H and FFA. As an adult someday, they may become leaders or some opportunity within that. They can also continue their judging. That's where a lot of these guys will go judge 4-H and open shows, and that's an awesome opportunity to give back for all that they've been given.
Really, there's lots of kids that want to get out and learn, and we just started our own ranch at our high school up there, our little Red Devil Ranch, and it's pretty cool to watch kids get out and get the experiences that they want. They want to be involved and help in agriculture and just be a part of something bigger, you know.
Love FFA. It gives the students a wonderful opportunity to continue being a part of agriculture. If you would go to the national FFA, which is, it's huge. Wyoming always has a very strong presence in it, and we're very proud of that.